cells and how they grow. The lower I discover, it's driven by chemistry. Let's look. Ta-da! It's a yummy apple. It is fall. Apple picking time. There are red apples, green apples, and yellow apples. There are sweet apples. There are tart apples. There are hundreds of kinds of apples. Where do they come from? Apples grow on trees, right? Right. And apple trees grow from apple seeds, right? Well, yes. But apple seeds can play tricks. Take a seed from a worm apple planted. A tree will grow after many years. It will have apples, but they may not be worm apples. You may get a tree with sour apples, or an apple tree with no apples. But apple growers have tricks too. What is it the apple grower going to do? He is looking for a tree with round apples. He cuts a branch from the tree. He finds a baby apple tree. He joins the branch to it. It looks like this. Soon the two parts grow into one tree. Now it is a round tree. The new tree has no apples yet. For a few years, it just grows and grows and grows. Then in spring, something appears on the branches. Apples? No, flowers that are called apple blossoms. Blossoms. Say blossoms. During the summer, the flowers change. The petals drop off. The base of the flower gets bigger. So it is growing. It is growing redder and redder. It is an apple. A grown apple. Look, twist, pluck. Crunch. It's yummy. The end.